It takes a village to raise a good beer. And the team at Four Pines Brewing Co. is a village of real characters. They're all dedicated to making you a darn good beer. Four Pines Brewing Co. It's the beer that's welcome everywhere. Always drink responsibly.
On SEN Track, welcome to Trot's Life with Jason Bonington.
Tuesdays with Toby on Trot's Life. No Jason Bonington today. It's going to be... I'll be in each Tuesday, I think, at this stage. It may change to Thursdays. We're not 100% set on that yet. But J-Bon can't work 7 days a week. And, you know, when he's doing weekends on track and then 5 days here, it's 7 days a week. It's not really going to be sustainable. So I'll be in a couple of times a week and definitely on Wednesdays. I've made Wednesdays my own. But Tuesdays or Thursdays, it'll be with Toby. So... And hopefully Jason in sometimes. It's good to do a show with him every so often so we can argue about stuff. Back announcing Healesville from race 4. Rack City was the winner, $1.55 and $1.18. Some of your favourites getting up at Healesville from 3. Kernow's Blues, or Kernow's Blues, $6.
And if only he could get on the park, eh, for the Blues fans out there. He's Charlie Kernow.
Yeah, just back from a spell. So hopefully that's an omen for the Blues fans coming up. And Double Up has run... third, and no third dividend. Now, a man who's just, when you really think about it, Tim Butt's probably been our best trainer, really, in Australasia in the last 30 years. The amount of success he's had all the way back to a horse that we used to chase home with one of our own in Blossom Lady. And, Tim, you've had a wide-ranging career in different countries and travelled horses all over, and you've just come to Victoria and settled in.
You're making me feel old, yeah. No, but we're settling pretty good down here, and you know, probably haven't got the team of what we used to have, but we're just got to do the best we can with what we've got, you know.
So you feel you've come to Victoria and you've set up where?
Oh, we're out at Sunbury at a nice property out there, so got everything we need. It's got a 1,000 metre track and you know, walker and a nice swim and everything. So you know, we couldn't be happy with the property we're training from.
And you feel like you're just going to train a few less horses and be more poignant?
Yeah, well, I probably, you know, the days are gone when we have the big team and that sort of thing. You know, I sort of like to more concentrate on, you know, have a bit more of a boutique team and be a bit more hands-on. And, you know, when you run a big operation, you're relying a lot on your staff and you've got to have the right people in the right places, you know. And I'd rather just, you know, keep boutique and keep the quality up, you know.
And who is running your social media? And I've gone off before, I shouldn't have, beforehand and said, I don't think it's you. It's just there's something about it that just points to somebody else in the team that's running the social media.
You're dead right there. You know, our generation, you know, we're not really computer illiterate. And, you know, but it's a sign of the times nowadays. My daughter Kate runs most of it. So she's fantastic. She does a lot of photography and... got a real passion for the horse game, so combining that with her you know, intellectual skills, it's perfect for you know, keeping owners, you know, in touch and the general public.
So Kate, does she work elsewhere, or is she working horses in the morning for you and all part of the team and gearing them up and ungearing them, or is she working another job and doing the social media?
She has a degree in hotel management and events management, and she's recently been working at Menangle Harness Racing, but she just finished up there. So she works for My Stable, which is an app,
yep,
you know, for trainers to use, and she works for that 3 days a week and still lives in Sydney, but does, you know, commutes a little bit down. She can work remotely with My Stable, so and then the other 3 days she just does a bit of social media for different trainers and handles our stuff, so it's org as well, because she's got a knowledge of the horse itself and the ins and outs of training and what owners' expectations are and that sort of thing. So, you know, she's got a heads up, really.
Now, a horse I want to talk to you about is Swayze, because last year you brought him down for the Breeders' Crown and we gave you the visitors' draws, just straight up for heat, semi and final. I think it was outside second row a couple and outside the front row. Ran a terrific series, and I think he's really going to measure up as one of our better 3-year-olds.
Yeah, we sent him down. Anson did a great job with him, but as you say, it was hard on a young horse with those sort of draws. And I was pleased with him. I've always had a bit of time for him. I think he's a pretty strong horse and will develop. And you know, we sort of take a long term view with a horse like that. So I think he's, you know, while he's not going to dominate or you need a bit of luck in the feature races, he's a chance with the right draw.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you heard the news earlier that Idyllic has broken down with a fracture and three screws going into its leg. So, unfortunately, there's one less in that top echelon that you have to worry about.
Yeah, well, that's a shame for Connections, you know what I mean? But I suppose someone's bad luck is, you know, someone else's good luck. But, we just sort of keep doing our own thing and concentrate on our own team and horse and, you know, just hopefully, as I say, we have him right on the night and we get the draw and the luck, you know.
Now, the Nutrien sale, like, I found seven that you bought. I might have missed one. Was it seven in total or did you buy more than that?
No, we just got the seven in the end. So, we're very happy. There's a couple I like that I missed on, but predominantly we're quite fussy at the sales. We like to have a criteria that we sort of stick to and with as far as an individual is, you know. So for the ones I got, I was very happy with. And, time will tell, of course. But, we bought a terrific betting line colt. And, the trotter we bought was, just that French American cross that is going to be the future of trotting in Australasia.
Yeah, from the Speeding Spur family, the lot 238 Quaker Jet Glenferrie Burn.
Yeah, well, you've got the Muscle Hill and you've got the, you know, predominantly American family, you know, back a bit, so you've got a good start. And Quaker Jet's pretty much underrated stallion, and you know, with the limited mares he got, so I've got a soft spot for him, so we're pleased to get him.
I was sort of rolling through them, you know, and the Art Major, Long Live Lana, it's been some really good fillies come out of the family, and this is an Art Major colt, and I thought, geez, wow, that's the one. I'm on the first one. That's the one I'd want to get a share in. Then I got to the next one, and it's a colt half to Irish Black Label, who won so impressively at Geelong, and I thought, no, I want to get a share in that one. By the end of it, Tim, I wanted to get a share in all seven.
Yeah, we're the same. You know, even there'll always be Mickey Colt. Like, he slipped under everybody's guard, always be Mickey. He's leading 3-year-old sire in America at the moment. And, a champion of his generation, the best horse that should be tacked to train. So, no one really wanted them. And we snuck a nice little colt there. And, you know, he met our criteria as far as the individual went. So, he's a bit of a punt. But as I said, we sort of buy quite well or do as much due diligence as we can. And while you're still, you know, big chance of getting a dud, you know, you do your homework, you got to, you know, your odds are better.
Yeah, well, he was 12,500. Like, so you're $1,250 for a 10% share. It's almost next to nothing, really. We might have lost him here, JD.
Yes,
he's dropped out, unfortunately.
Yes, we have. We'll try and get him back.
We're right into the throes of it, too. It's unbelievable, isn't it? Just... That's
Let me work my magic and I'll try and get him back in
modern
line.
Technology for you, as we're probably not too far away from the next at Hillsville. Well, it's still 8 minutes away, the next at Hillsville, as I see there's tweets going out. There's a bit of news about Idyllic going everywhere as we speak. If you get on Twitter, I think Idyllic's almost trending. As Tim's back on, the $1,250 for a share in this Always Buy Mickey for a 10%, Tim, it's almost next to nothing.
Yeah, well, you always like a price point for some people, and that's the sort of horse you're shopping for at that time. But I looked at all the Always Be Mickeys, and definitely wanted to buy one pre-sale. So, and it's a good American family as well. You know, the albatross there, and Classy Filly was a filly that I had a bit to do with my brother-in-law training. She was a top filly, so I do know the bloodlines a little bit. So, as I said, he's cheap and. That are our criteria.
And like an Art Major out of the Ride High family, like for $40,000, I had to double check that. That is right, isn't it?
Yeah, and I pretty much got him with, you know, one or two bids, but he's sold to an individual owner, so he was a lovely horse, and as I said, Ride High's the best, one of the best horses going around. So I think it was good shopping. It was not so good for the breeders or the vendors, but they're still high-priced horses that they did really well out of. But it just augured well for us, buying what we want without going too high,
Yeah, so if people do want to get involved, they can head to Twitter, to at Tim Butt Racing, and Facebook, etc., to get in contact with you to possibly get involved in one of these horses?
Yeah, for sure. You know, it's all out there on social media with Kate, and she handles a lot of it. But, it's all a matter of just contacting us and going through the to and fro's and just be comfortable with the level of commitment you go into and, come along for the ride.
If I had said to you back in the Blossom Lady days, we had a horse called Barrel Boy who'd remember we used to chase you home all the time. So if I'd have said to you back then, syndicate a horse up and have 30 owners and you got to keep in touch with them 3 times a week, you would have said you are dreaming, wouldn't you? But now with my stable, it's so easy for you to keep in touch like the person is just the only owner of the horse.
Oh, for sure. But, back in those days, the owner dropped the horse off and 3 months later you took it to the trials and you gave him a phone call and said, your horse is going to the trials, But it was interesting, it was pre-mobile phones and we'd get home at 5 o'clock at night and the phone wouldn't stop from 5 till 7 to 8 o'clock, And nowadays all your work's, you get on your mobile phone after morning tea and, most of your business is done before lunchtime. So it gives you a lot more freedom. So, I think these communication apps and et cetera, makes it easier for us for sure.
And that's all very important too, that personal, wellness of a trainer itself. Like, to be able to knock off at 12 o'clock and not have to ring people for 3 hours. Like, when you were working horses from, I'd imagine, 6 o'clock in the morning till 1 o'clock and then you go into the races and you get home at 5 and you got 3 hours on the phone, just day after day, that must have been pretty draining.
Yeah, well, it is, But it's a situation when you're young, you sort of love it, And you're driven to be successful and you're looking, while you might have a team full of stars, you're looking for your next star and that sort of drives you, But as you get older, you do learn to, you've got to take a back seat and take time for yourself. And nowadays with the night trotting and so much travelling around, especially Victoria, you do put in a lot of hours. So, you just got to take time out and, but we have a good environment in our stable. We make sure that it's not too intense and everything's done properly with enjoyment. So, and it's the same for the owners. They've got to be able to come and have a cup of tea and have a few jokes and when the serious stuff starts, we get serious. But I think that's a big part of it too. If you enjoy your day to day life, in and around the stable and the races, it's a long way to having the enjoyment.
Yeah, and I think that rubs off on the horse as well. If it's in a happy, if the people in the environment are happy, the horse will be happy as well. They definitely pick up on that, if you ask me.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, but my boys aren't allowed to raise their voice or anything against the horses. And if we get a nervous horse, we try and move a lot slower around it. So
yeah,
that's just horsemanship that people have been taught and we've learned over the years, sort of thing. So you got to have your horses calm and. And they've got to enjoy the environment as well. So, then the horses, will go on and continue to grow and get better and better with age.
All right, Tim, thanks for coming on. And I'm just enjoying watching the ride from afar as you've come down to Victoria and there's going to be plenty of success, no doubt, as success has just followed you everywhere you've been and I'm sure that's no coincidence.
No, we're looking forward to it and it's good for Riley to drive against some of these top drivers in Australasia, so he'll learn and take a lot from that, and we'll do our best.
All right, thanks for coming on, Tim, and best of luck tomorrow at Yarra Valley and going forward.
Cheers.
That's Tim Butt, great trainer, and I don't often think about it, but he is feeding him one of our greats, JD. And
sounds
just,
it. He sounds just, very passionate about it.
Yeah, very passionate about it. He's been, he started off in New Zealand for a long, long time. He's been up at Benangle. His brother, of course, is Anthony, who always was a driver predominantly, but he's a trainer and driver now with Sonia Smith. And just what they've done in this sport over the last 30 or 40 years, we really knew we should get him on for one of our hour-long chats.
I agree. I mean, he chats beautifully and he paints a nice picture of what's going on next.
Yeah, and I think that would have come from being in the sport for so long.
Absolutely.
And when he took Lowell Creek all around the world, and he would have been getting interviewed all the time for things like that. And like everything in life, the more you do it, the easier it gets. And, yeah, presents himself brilliantly and does a wonderful job. And anyone looking to get involved in a horse, there's a few opportunities there at the moment. I'm tipping they're going pretty quick. So I'd be getting involved really quick if you are keen. Now, we're not far away from the next here at Healesville. I've closed my tab app down, would you believe, JD?
Oh, so Tobes.
We're just going to take a second while we get it up. It doesn't take long, though, with the apps, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Rumour file, $250 and $1.22. Senor.
Senor, senor.
$280 and $1.26. Try saying that without doing a stupid accent. And Quillen Bale, $6, $1.65 are the three favourites.
There's value in this race, isn't there?
Yeah. The six is normally keeps to itself, so it might head wide and keep to itself, JD.
There you go.
The six.
Yes.
Private. All right.
Oh, mate, you're on fire. You're on fire, as always. As always.
As Tim was just saying, you've got to have a bit of fun and you've got to know when to be a little bit loose
and a little
bit fun.
Absolutely.
And then you do have to straighten up every self. And I'm well known for being a little bit loose and
yes,
a little bit of fun.
But I like that because it brings a different element to Trot's life during the week. So there's, you know, we've spoken about this. We have a bit of fun, but we do the serious stuff as well because you can't just do 2 hours of seriousness. People get bored.
Oh, yes, I can, Joe.
Oh,
I
yes.
can be as serious as
Very
you like.
Very serious.
They're boxing them up here for the next at Hillsville. The one is $7, $2.80, $3.10, $4, $2.30, $5 is $51, $6, $8, $7.61, and $8 is $51. I've got through them quicker than I thought.
James Vandermart with the call.
Yes, that's Chris to James Vandermart, and we'll be back with our next lead into the news, and then Michael Barbie at 11:30.
Private and Quillen Bale, who are $7 and $8 respectively, starting signal. They're moving in. Race 5, hillsville.grv.org.au, favoured in 4, rumour file. There's been money for the speedy Senor, Senor. Nearly set, last few in. And they are now loaded, so the field ready, and the light on, set to go, ready race 5. Away and racing, Senor, Senor out quickly. He's going to accelerate through and lead from Rumour File, who's away well. And then Eddie Lee, Bo's Rose, Tyrone Bale, Grand Giveaway, very wide private. Quillen Bale up on the rail. It's Senor, Senor, the leader. Rumour File's now starting to power through the gears. Favourite got there. Rumour File, last drive, won it by a head from Senor, Senor. In a photo finish, third Quillen Bale ahead of Bo's Rose and a head away fifth private. A break to Eddie Lee, Tyrone Bale and Grand Giveaway. Favourites fight it out. The Blues going to get the
Rumour File, I reckon. The four has got up here, JD, as we just wait. This is very tight.
Rumours are rife that the Rumour File has fallen in.
We're not going to mention where that name comes from.
No.
As it's competition.
Yes.
We have some fun, but we're not promoting the competition.
No, never, never.
Two.
The old person station.
Now.
The over 35s.
I always call it Thor.
Thor.
But, yeah, people will work that out if they want.
So the four did get the job done. Rumour File wins there, and it'll be ahead of the two.
Jeez, it was close for third, too. They'll be sorting that out in the judges' box.
Yeah. So it was a photo for first, second, third, and fourth, but the one gets it. 4, 2, and 1, Toby, were the numbers there.
Did you notice where Private went?
Private went to the outside.
Went to the outside by itself.
He did too.
He wanted as much space as possible, Private.
Rumour File gets the job done. $2.50. Senor, senor. You're right. You can't do it without an accent. Senor, senor. $1.30.
I'm telling you.
Quillen Bale, $2.50. So, bit of value there.
Now, we've got nothing planned here, Jade. It's not like me, is it?
We should probably head to a break, I think. And then we'll come back and we'll have to take in the news pretty quickly. But we better clear this break or else we'll get in a lot of trouble.
Let's clear the break because that's what the run sheet says.
Yeah, that is what the run sheet says. Follow along. More Trot's Life with Toby McKinnon next.